Separation Anxiety, written by Cricket Nation Rise, read by Raven. Summary: Cal has to leave Jump behind on a peacetime mission for the Crown, and has feelings about it. So he gets a helping of meat.
Cal?
Twice a day, I make sure his bowl is halfway full if you need a reference, and Dane helped me make these treats for him.
Cal, I know.
And he can have one of those basically whenever. I already made sure he did his business in the morning, so he probably won't need to be let out until after dinner.
Cal?
But he's really smart from living at the palace all this time, and he'll definitely let you know if something is up, and... Cal! Cal finally stops talking at Neil's shout, cringing a little at the speech she knows is coming.
Cal, you're my best friend in the entire world. You introduced me to Yuki. You've saved my life more times than I can count at this point. But there are two things to keep in mind in this situation. One, you told me all of this yesterday, and gave me a very detailed set of instructions. And two, Jump is maybe the smartest dog in the whole kingdom. We'll be fine. Besides, it's not like you've never left him behind before.
She shifts awkwardly, unwilling to incriminate herself. She's been on the verge of tears all morning. Cal hasn't spent a night away from Jump since her page years.
You have left him behind before, haven't you?
Damn it, Neil. Define left him behind.
Gods, Cal, you've had to go to 3 or 4 really important indoor events as the commander and representative of the Crown. You're telling me that Jump has been welcome all of those times?
Neil asks with a raised brow.
Well, not welcome, per se. But you said it yourself, Jump's the smartest dog in the kingdom. He knows how to stay out of sight in my rooms if I tell him it's important.
Besides, he won over Lord Caval back when we were pages. No one else has been that scary as that.
Neil just shakes his head with a grin. Only you, Cal. Seriously, though, relax. You're only going to be gone one night. Yuki and I will be fine, and if for some reason we're not, Dane is still in residence and only 2 wings away.
Right. I know I'm being ridiculous, she says, kneeling down to pet Jump some more before she has to depart. Jump wags his tail, cocking his head as if to say, shouldn't you be heading out now?
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Look after him.
Jump woofs softly at her and gives her a small lick on her wrist.
I will, says Neil.
I was talking to Jump. Mithros knows you need more supervision than he does.
Ha ha, go on, get out of here, Lady Knight.
She quickly hugs Jump once more before standing up and hugging Neil, who squawks. Cal just hugs tighter until Neil stops struggling.
Thanks, Neil, she whispers.
Anytime, Cal. Cal breaks the hug and strides purposefully down the hallway. Lingering any longer means she will really be late, and she knows that Jump is in good hands.
The end. Thank you for listening.